This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, September 9. Witness, me, an evangelist? Our reading comes from John chapter 4. Now Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that he was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John. Although, in fact, it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. So he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water, welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go, call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true." "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." "Woman," Jesus replied, "believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming, and has now come, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the Spirit and in truth." The woman said, "I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus declared, "I, the one speaking to you, I am he." Many Christians are uneasy about sharing the gospel message. We don't want to say the wrong thing or offend people or push them away. I remember how scared I was the one time I did door-to-door evangelism. As a teenager, I volunteered in the summer with a group of young people in a neighborhood church. We led vacation Bible school for kids living nearby, and when we followed up to visit with the kids' families, we were so nervous that sometimes we forgot the name of the church we were serving, let alone how to share our faith. That model of evangelism tends not to be effective today. Many people have found that building relationships with people and witnessing as friends is more fruitful. John 4 shows us how Jesus struck up a conversation with a woman at a well. It was culturally unusual for him to speak with a woman he did not know, but she sensed his care for her and her life. He was bold, but also highly relational and kind. As she talked with him, she showed that she was a thoughtful but wounded person with broken relationships in her past. Most situations of sharing the good news don't bring about such a quick turnaround. But we can follow Jesus' compassionate approach, listening to people's stories, entering their pain, and speaking with gentleness and respect about the God who loves them. Pray with me. Jesus, equip me with your Holy Spirit to become increasingly attentive to my connections with others. Help me respond with your compassion. Amen.
This is today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.